Energy is an intensively discussed topic everywhere. It was also one of the matters in hand on the roundtable with the same name, organized by the AHK Romania during the German-Romanian Business Conference at the end of September in Berlin. One of the panelists, Mr. Volker Raffel, who is the CEO of E.ON Romania, told us which are the ups and downs in the energy efficiency in Romania. Mr. Raffel, what are your first impressions about the panel you have just participated to? Are you satisfied with the outcome?
I absolutely am, because I have seen from both ministers of energy, from Republic of Moldova and from Romania, to be really open and supporting and in dialogue with the industry. I think this is something very important, to be in dialogue, because only together we can.
What does it mean, energy efficiency, in the E.ON's perspective?
Energy efficiency, from my point of view, is a must, especially in times when energy is a scarce resource. And energy consumption often is linked with damage to the environment, which we must avoid. In former Eastern Democratic Republic, during communist times, I know that having not enough energy was always a very sensitive topic, and I think this probably has been true in many countries, also in Romania. So if it is mixed up with saving energy, having very low temperatures at home. But that is not the energy efficiency I'm talking about. The energy efficiency I am talking about is replace a very old gas boiler with a new one, because you get more comfort, it's more easy to use, it's very comfortable, but it uses 30% less gas. And this means less cost. So just by replacing an old boiler, or you ask maybe companies like E.ON to replace your boiler and to pre-finance it, which we do, afterwards you have 30% less gas consumption. That is the energy efficiency I'm talking about. It's just bringing advantages to environment, but also to the customer himself.
And except of this direction in energy efficiency, meaning replacing the old gas boiler, do you see any other ways to make investments of that to get energy efficiency in Romania? I mean, in distribution grid or anywhere else?
There are many things how to achieve energy efficiency, and the gas boilers indeed is just an example. So what we offer is full set of energy efficiency programs for industry. So we go to industry, we offer them to screen their energy consumption and how they can reduce it. And one thing is, of course, the energy efficiency, but still, even if you are efficient, you still need energy, and this energy shall be green. So we offer PV solutions, cogeneration, heating and cooling solutions based on very efficient heat pumps, for instance. Heat pumps, anyway, is something which offers a very modern and clean heating solutions in areas where you do not have a gas, for instance. So there's a whole bunch of technologies, and I think never ever there's only the one solution for everybody. One solution does not fit to everybody, but for every need we have a solution.
How do you see the future of green energy in Romania, given that it is quite volatile and the current storage capacities are not yet sufficiently developed? I mean, we don't have batteries or other large storage sources.
There's one good news in it. The good news is Romania has so much potential for renewables, for wind and for solar. We shall use this one. But it's true, wind and sun is not there all over the time, not during the whole year, and we have now different needs. So we need batteries for saving energy, storing energy from lunchtime when it is sunny to the evening when it is not so sunny anymore. But batteries is only a part of the solution, because when I talk about the national consumption, we have sometimes a month with a lot of wind and a lot of sun, and afterwards we have a full month in autumn with a lot of fog and no wind at all and no sun. So, and even if we stuff the whole country with batteries, those huge amounts of energy we cannot store in batteries. We will need batteries, but we also will need hydrogen, because hydrogen is the only technology where you can store huge amounts for a longer time. And therefore, we already see all these investments in renewables going on right now, and hydrogen is going to come.
So in the latest year, we have seen a boom in investments in the renewables in Romania, solar and wind, including from companies from Greece or Italy, countries that theoretically have good conditions for the production of green energy, especially solar. Why do you think is Romania so attractive for investments in renewable energies?
Well, I think the electricity, it's like our case. We are a German company, but we are distributing, it's in that company are working Romanians, delivering services to Romanians. So in fact, we are a Romanian company. Yes, we bring also our know-how into a company, but actually it's a Romanian business. The same, I think, is here. True, there are companies having a lot of experience in PV and wind, and they want to bring their knowledge, but what they are going to do is to use Romanian wind and Romanian sun, so to say, for the Romanian economy, which I think is a good thing to do because they come along with money.
What do you think are the challenges or limiting factors of an energy company in Romania?
I think we perform good already. So just to give a very few insights on this one, after the somehow a little bit difficult decade of the 90s, when we came then to privatization 20 years ago, the average duration of electricity interruption at home has been 1,800 minutes. Today, nationwide, we are at 110 minutes, and as E.ON, we are at 70 minutes. So in our electricity grid, even though we are in a remote area, we have really proven by just this fact and other facts that the investments we did really bring positive impacts to our customers. To the question what needs to be done in the future is, yes, we have to integrate all these renewables. Yes, we want to connect all the PVs. And by the way, as E.ON, 2 years ago, we had needed 2 or 3 months until the connection. Now we need only 12 days, even though we have far more requests. So this is something we can achieve and we can do, but we also have to evacuate the energy. And for this, we have really to strongly invest into the grid. And this is what we are going to do.
Mr. Forkel, Raphael, thank you very much.